Good morning. I would like to thank Father Jim, Reverend Mary, Reverend Myra, for having the faith in me to deliver the Mother's Day homily. I also have to thank my lovely husband, Stephen, for listening to many renditions, and for my daughters for letting me tell their stories. When Reverend Mother, I did it again. She might be Reverend Mother, too. When Reverend Mary asked me to do the homily, I was completely taken by surprise, paused, and said, "You know, this Mother's Day will be really hard for me." And Reverend Mary said, "We know. This will be my first Mother's Day when I can no longer call home to my mom and say, 'Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.' I'm sure some of you are experiencing the same thing this year, and to be honest, it is tough. Our family's world came to a very screeching halt this past Thanksgiving when my parents told us Mom had cancer. I prayed, 'Please give us one more Christmas. Let Mom see her last grandchild be born in March. Oh, please give us more time.' But never in my wildest dreams would I have expected us to only get 12 days. But during those 12 days, my dad and siblings surrounded my mom with love, and more importantly, we got to mother her after she had mothered us for so many years. We gave her medicine to ease her pain. We bathed her. We combed her hair. We sang to her. We prayed with her. And then we told her we would take care of dad and that it was time to go. So on December 5th, my mom went to heaven and was finally pain-free. I know her legacy lives on in my siblings, our children, and me, but it is still hard to let go. Some people say you only have one mom, and while I believe this is true, I also believe motherhood is so much bigger than biological parenthood. As I reflected on Mom and what she meant to all of us growing up, I couldn't help but think about all the other people who have been mothers to me, as well as my own unique path to motherhood. That motherhood is expressed in many different ways, and through motherhood, we see the face of God. The journey to motherhood is unique to each of us, and yet there are many similarities. It is through the similarities of family, compassion, traditions, faithfulness, patience, prayer, and love that we are all connected to motherhood. And so I would like to share my journey with you and hopefully some wisdom. When most people ask me where I'm from, I say Wisconsin, and then I proudly say I'm a dairy farmer's daughter, and yes, that means I love cheese. But if my siblings were here today, they would definitely say I'm very much my mother's daughter. I am Dawn, daughter of Shirley, granddaughter of Elizabeth and Irene. And so my story starts with my grandmas. Growing up, I would hear stories about how grandmas could fix a meal, take care of the children, milk the cows, and thrash the wheat, and this was all done before noon. They knew how to multitask before we knew about multitasking. I was lucky enough to have my Grandma Daniels live across the lawn. She had a tremendously strong faith, with one son a farmer and the other a priest. She would cook for anyone who stopped by and was especially happy to entertain her large and very boisterous family. She especially loved spoiling the grandkids by baking us her famous Daniels chocolate cupcakes, and she always had a drawer full of chocolate candy. I can definitely trace my love of chocolate to her home. I have lots of recipes from my mom and grandma's. I recently came across the mac and cheese recipe in my mom's handwriting. I paused and turned over the recipe, only to notice a post-it note with a message from Mom that's read as follows: "Dawn, if you buy Creamette elbow macaroni, the recipe is on the box. They must have stolen it from Grandma Daniels." That day, I knew for sure my mom and grandmas were smiling down on me and telling me all is well. My mom had four kids in the span of 6 years, my two older brothers, Dave and Doug, and then me and my sister, Donna. 5 years later, Diane was born, and I'm pretty sure my mom thought she was done. But no, 5 years later, Dirk was born. I was 13 years old and became mom's little helper. But our family wasn't complete until 1 year later, my little sister Dodie was born. My two youngest siblings gave me my first experience at mothering. It wasn't until years later that mom told me she couldn't wait till I got home from school to help with those two youngsters. She said, "You saved my sanity just by giving me a helping hand." Sometimes we are being formed as mothers and we don't even know it. My mom created some great traditions in our family, many of which we carry on today. My mom would make each of us a special cutout birthday cake in the shape of a butterfly, an airplane, or a teddy bear. I can't tell you how much fun it was to hand this tradition down to my girls. I made hot air balloons, polar bears, dogs, and of course, the four-story high castle with spiked tarots and pink frosting. My mom was also an excellent seamstress. She designed and made not only my beautiful wedding dress, but those of my sisters. She made grandkids' baptismal gowns and the first communion dresses. These were all great labors of her love for us. While I can't match my mom's sewing ability, the girls and I did create 16 dog beds for their Girl Scout project. Another tradition in our family was that Christmas didn't start till the Friday after Thanksgiving. We always spent that day not shopping, but together as a family, decorating Christmas cookies and singing carols. I can still hear Andy Williams singing, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year." And for my mom, it was. And for years, we spent every Mother's Day with my Aunt Lou and her family. Rain or shine, we crammed into their small house and celebrated our moms. My mom and dad also taught us to embrace our faith. For me, this meant going to Catholic school. Imagine sending seven kids to Catholic school on a farmer's income. Mom surely did without during those lean years. These women in my family were my first teachers of motherhood, and the strong connection that motherhood has to God's love for us and love of family. Although neither of my parents went to college, they had a strong belief that a college education is really important. I also think they thought I would find a nice young man, get married, have a few kids, but God definitely had other plans. I did not become a mom in my 20s like my mother, but I did become a godmother and an aunt. I loved being the aunt who could spoil my nieces and nephews and teach them about the life and God. At age 30, with no motherhood in sight, I decided to get my MBA, which led to my move to Rochester. By now, I have been over 10 years in the desert waiting for motherhood, and yet God was asking me to be patient. So I waited and waited, prayed and prayed. I can so relate to those stories about Moses in the desert. I can't tell you how many times I was wondering, "Okay, God, where are you going to lead me next? Am I ever going to be a mom? And finally, I am so done being in the desert." It was during these years that I found my way to Corpus Christi and that I could be a mother in other ways. Again, my mom's examples were inspirations to me, as she was always volunteering at church, 4-H, or school. One Sunday, they asked if anyone wanted to be part of the senior high youth group team. I thought, I have time on my hands, and I like teens, so why not? I had no idea I would end up working with this group for over 10 years and meet some incredible teens. Two of these teens, Allison Howard and Megan McTammany, are now young women who I greatly admire. Luckily for me, they often mother my own daughters, and I'm so thankful for them as role models. I found out you don't have to be a mother in the traditional sense to share your motherly talents. As I approached 40, feeling like 40 years in the desert, I thought for sure motherhood was not in the cards, but God did have a plan. Father Jim always said, if you stay around Spiritus long enough, we are bound to find someone for you. And he was right. Steve and I got married during the second worst ice storm in Rochester's history, April 5th, 2003. At our wedding, my uncle, Father Paul, preached the homily and said, I know when it rains on your wedding, it is good luck, but I'm not really sure what happens when you're married on an ice storm. A little less than 2 years later, as we announced to our friends and family that we were expecting twins, my good friend Mary Stacy said, tell your uncle, we know what happens when you get married during an ice storm. You get to have twins. We were overjoyed at the prospect of having twins. All seemed to be going well until my 14th week. One evening, things took a scary turn and I started to bleed. I remember thinking, oh no, God, please don't take our babies. The next 12 hours were the longest in our lives as we prayed, cried, and tried to sleep. The next day, we found out our baby B had a hematoma, and all we could do was wait. We might be fine, or lose one baby, or maybe both, but only time will tell. So once again, we relied on our faith to get us through. I know for some mothers today, the experience of losing a child is especially painful on Mother's Day, and my heart goes out to each of you today and every day. There's a saying that God never gives you more than you can handle, but during those few weeks as we waited, all I could do was pray and be patient. I should have known God was teaching me a lesson for raising children, especially teenagers. Luckily for us, the girls settled in and we prepared for their birth. As I approached my 37th week, which is considered full terms for girls or for twins, I was feeling pretty proud of myself and ready to deliver. I didn't know that the girls had their own idea and that I would go over 40 weeks. Once again, I realized why 40 is such an important number in the Bible. On March 9th, 2005, our family grew from 2 to 4, and our world has never been the same since. Danielle was born at 8 pounds, 4 ounces, and Stephanie, 1 minute later, came out at a half ounce shy of 6 pounds. Our baby girls were here, and suddenly, or at least it felt like that, I was a mom. Those first few days were a blur. Luckily, my parents were able to be with us, and my mom quickly took charge of the house. One of my best friends, Jenny Spies, held my hand and calmed my fears when breastfeeding wasn't going as planned. Today, Mike Fellett and Jenny Spies calm our fears as we raise teenagers together. Without either of our biological families in town, this community came to the rescue. Those first few months, we had lots of help from people in the choir, the girls' godparents, friends from this community. You all know who you are, and we are eternally grateful. In addition, our incredible nanny and friend, Jill Nichols, mothered our girls. Finding Jill through this community was God's way of saying, I've got your back. Dave and Jill have truly taken our girls under their wings, showing that motherhood does not need to be biological. The bedtime ritual in our house has always been something special. When they were little, I loved to rock them both in my arms and watch them hold each other's hands. I'd sing them a song, or two, or three. When they were about 6 months old, I created a song, and it goes like this. When my mommy, she rocks me to and fro, she sings to me a song of long ago. Then I fall asleep, I fall so deep into dreamland, dreamland. When my daddy, he holds me nice and close and sings to me the songs I love the most. Then I fall asleep. I fall so deep into dreamland, dreamland. Now, the only problem with making up your own song is that your babysitters have to know the tune to put your kids to sleep. Our girls are so different and very unique. Stephanie has always been taller and on the move, and Danielle is more petite and loves to hang with adults. I love the way Stephanie accepts people unconditionally, like the urban suburban kids in her school. I can remember when her aunts and uncles wanted to order her an American Girl doll, and she chose Cecilia Ray. Someone in my family said, "You know, the doll is African American." But for Stephanie, it didn't matter what the color of her skin was. It was her doll. You probably see her running out to Reverend Meyer during the sign of peace. To Stephanie, Reverend Meyer is a great role model and someone who has really cool shoes. Stephanie, like me, loves to bake, and in her phone contact list, I notice I'm not mom or Dawn, just birth giver. With Stephanie, words like laugh more and stress less are so true, although I'm not sure Stephanie would always say, I laugh enough. Danielle has a great imagination, sense of humor, and already a mother to her dozen or so stuffed animals. There is Chocolate the Ghirardelli Rabbit, Francois the Mouse, Snowflake and Mooncloud, just to name a few. I carried Moose Washington for 6 hours hiking down Mount Washington. She nurtures each one of them, and they all take turns sleeping with her. I see the mother in me in her. She loves to tell everyone how old her mom is and has been known to come home saying, "Hey, mom, you know my friend's grandma is as old as you." I just grin and say, "I bet she isn't as much fun as me." Danielle was born with a condition called neurofibromatosis, a spontaneous mutation of a gene. Danielle never whines or complains about all the doctors we have to see. We've had one back surgery for scoliosis where we put in magic rods. For Danielle and us, these rods are a modern medical miracle. In the next few years, she will have a much, much longer surgery to fuse her spine, where I will have to trust God that all will be well. Danielle has shown us a resilience that I truly marvel at. Two of my favorite stories happened during our nighttime ritual. When Stephanie was about 3.5 years old, we were going through the nighttime where I would say, "I love you," and she would repeat the words. This night she said, "Can I tell you a secret?" Wondering what could this wonderful secret be, I leaned over and Stephanie clearly said, without prompting, "Mommy, I love you." You know, us moms never get tired of hearing those three little words, and we still say them every night, no matter how difficult the day has been. Another night, Danielle was having an exceptionally hard time falling asleep. Many nights, she would talk and talk and talk and talk. This one night, I was tired. I was frustrated trying to get her to be quiet. Danielle doesn't like being by herself, so I might have mentioned she might have to go into another room all by herself. But quickly she settled down, and as I was leaving, she said, "Mommy, I love you, but not every day." I leaned over and said, "Well, Mommy loves you every day." I know there are days these words are still true for both of us. When asked what it is like to have twins, I like to say that the early years were all about physical exhaustion, and now that they are teenagers, it is about mental exhaustion. But in reality, motherhood is all about exhaustion. But it is also about joy and love, faith and gratitude. I recently saw a sign that read, "Pray big, worry small. Trust God. Love one another. Laugh more. Stress less. Have faith. Rejoice and be grateful." I think these are very good lessons for those of us who are mothers, and maybe for all of us today. I would like to end the day by telling you a little bit more about my mom's funeral. In her eulogy, we talked about the dash. It's the hyphen between the years you are born and the years you die. The dash is where life happens. It is the important part of their life. In my dash, I have had incredible role models of motherhood. They have been women in my family, my mothers and sisters, grandmas and aunts, my incredible group of friends, and my church community. These women have taught me the importance of patience, acceptance, and love. These women have defined motherhood by servicing not only their family, but also their community and their world. Today, I challenge all of you to go out and find a way to mother someone, whether it is your child in your family, the neighborhood kid, a dog, a cat, or Mother Earth. In doing so, I promise you, you will be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. I know I have been. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in all of you.